Weekend Breakfast with Stacey Norman, East Coast Radio.
Sounds like the weekend. Now everybody's awake. And actually, in hindsight, I'm starting to think I might be his weekend special. Neil Green, am I your weekend special? Because you literally don't speak to me Monday to Saturday.
Oh, that's a low blow, eh?
But it's true. Like, it's what? What do you mean it's a low blow for you? I am just coming to realize now that I, too, am someone's weekend special. That's right,
yeah,
bro. That's
right. Happened. It snuck up on you.
When I was least expecting it. I never expected it. It was too much. How are you, my friend?
I'm splendid. Your side?
I'm so good.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah?
In that Brenda Fassie song, Weekend Special, I was just playing that, right? What is that word that she sounds like? Ilario! What's that word?
It's too early for this. Please, give us the good news. Come, man. Good news time.
Starting off the good news, there was a cruise ship crisis that came to an end, kind of.
Mm.
You know, I want to know what's wrong with people.
Sure.
What is wrong with people?
No, listen, my friend, you're going to have to be way more specific than that, because that is too broad of a question. Honestly.
Listen, let me break down the story. There was a cruise ship. This is in Cape Town now. It was starting on Thursday. And it couldn't dock. It couldn't come into the dock for safety reasons for 2 extra days.
Okay, so it arrived 2 days later than it was supposed to, all right? Okay, so that is a long time. But are you saying that people shouldn't have been worried? They should have just been living their best cruise ship lives and taken the extra 48 hours?
Yeah. Well, they were feared and stuff. I'm not saying they shouldn't have been worried. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand it might have been a bit scary, not even for your family, if you're in contact with. What I'm saying is that they couldn't dock for safety reasons. People on board were mad. Oh, this is so crazy. It's so unprofessional. I'll never travel again with you guys. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so firstly, as a Capetonian, right, as a former Capetonian, born and raised, right, I would like to officially apologize on behalf of my people, because I can actually see it. Like, I can see these aunties, like, going up to the captain going, listen, we need to I need to get off the ship. I have places to be, people to see. And he's like, listen, if we do this now, we may die. So can we just chill here, like, just bop around on the water, look at the nice things until that's maybe, you know, like, your being alive is more important, right? So that's kind of how it went, I'm guessing.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. It's a weird thing to send angry tweets about. Because I was out here saving my life. But I have to ask you. Have you seen the fire documentary? Well, one of the two of them.
Oh my gosh, I have. And you know what? There is a phenomenon that I have coined. It's called the she's, okay? Secondhand embarrassment. And the whole time, like, my body was actually shivering with the she's, because how blind? Like, how bad was that? So bad.
It was incredible, right? And, like, you know, like, now since it happened, like, the stuff that, like, for example, Ja Rule is saying now.
Bamboozled.
We saw you in the documentary. It was on video. He was like, I never said that. I was like, but man, we all saw you say that. Like, why? But like, if you watched it, there was a scene at the end. I don't know if you caught it, where there was a lady that was quite emotional. She was one of the residents of the island, and she had lost all her life savings, literally feeding these spoiled people that flew over to. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Oh, man. And, you know, and here's the good news. They started a GoFundMe for her after the documentary came out, and she got all her money.
Yes, queen. Get your monies. Get your monies.
I felt so good about it. Oh, wait, fuck off. Final quick bit of good news for you. Helen Ziller has figured out how to stop corruption.
I'm feeling the secondhand embarrassment again. Go on. What happened now?
She says that if everyone involved in the Zondo Commission thing, right, doesn't go to jail, she's going to get all of us here in South Africa to stop paying taxes using the hashtag tax rebate.
Okay, listen, you know, actually, Neil, I can't believe that no one's ever considered that, you know, like, using Twitter to kind of really, like, curb corruption. Like, that's what we should have been doing. How long has Twitter been around for? 10 years. We could have ended this 10 years ago. Yeah. 10 years ago.
You should have done it. Helen figured it out. And my favorite quote was that, and I quote you, I tried to fix this country via the electoral route, but we all seem to enjoy voting for corruption. So now Helen's upset that she has to miss her bowls match this weekend to organize a tax revolt. How was that, man? Tax revolt.
Well, listen, I am on board. I will be very excited next time I go and get like my toes did, and I tell my stylist I'm not going to pay that 15% because Auntie Helen Ziller said it's okay, right? So we are ending corruption together. No taxes for you.
I'm not paying for you. 15% on these paraffin-soaked toes.
Neil Green, thank you. You are a superstar. We'll catch you later between 2 and 6 on an old school Sunday.
I'll be sure. Thanks so much, Stacey. Have a good one, man.
Cheers, babe.
Stacey Norman. East Coast Radio.